Well, as is our practice, whenever we preach through a book or through a portion of a book, what we always do is divide it up into its various teaching segments as best we can at the beginning of the process. But inevitably, as we go through the process of teaching the book or the segment, we come to different portions that we realize need to be divided up perhaps a little differently. And thus is the case as we come to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. The plan, of course, was to divide these last two paragraphs from one another and deal with this mini parable, if you will, of the two builders, and then separately handle that very short single sentence paragraph in verses 28 and 29. However, it has become more and more obvious that in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, these two belong together. And you'll see that as we go ahead, prayerfully. So join me, if you will, here in chapter 7, the book of Matthew, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, and verse 24, for the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And we read, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Then that last line. One sentence, two verses. "And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority."